The participants were medical experts, political office holders, religious leaders, as well as legal practitioners. The keynote speaker, who is also the chairman of Ibadan North Local Government, Mr. Ibrahim Akitayo, noted that people should not see suicide as the only way out of turbulent periods.
It's a major issue generally in the world, because a lot of people die for stupid reasons due to mental health, financial issues, hopelessness, different reasons.
A medical expert, Dr. Monday Famaki, highlighted the causes of suicide.
Suicide is something that could occur as a result of a medical illness due to a problem we call depression arising from alteration in brain chemicals. Other way in which suicidal ideation could come in is when somebody is going through emotional stress in the mind. Emotional stress as a result of, let's say, a medical illness. Emotional stress as a result of economic issues. Emotional stress which has caused that person an intense worry.
A legal practitioner, Mr. Olamide Idowu, said suicidal act is a criminal act that is punishable under the law.
The law is what it is. You sentence a person who has attempted to commit suicide to a term of imprisonment of 1 year.
The program facilitator, Pastor Tunji Agboola, noted that the event was born out of the need to reduce high rates of suicide in the society.
We deem it fit to come out and educate the community and the masses and bring government officials to interact with community people in such a way that we can make government listen to what is going on.
Other participants said the people in the society should report suicidal acts such as excessive use of local gin and other attempts to relevant authorities. In Ibadan, Lillian Ibomo, Radio Nigeria.